Welcome to the Analog Assault Podcast, episode 108, and mic check. Are you listening, Sony? Are you listening to us? Who's out there? Another splash of games to talk about tonight, so let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Analog Assault Podcast. We got our host Lupo to the rescue, Radical, Scarecrow, and Primetime with us. What's up, guys?
Hey, yo.
What's going on?
Hey, yo.
So before we get into this week's talk, a little housekeeping here. If you want to be a part of the MHG fam and a part of the community, then head over and jump into our Discord. Lots of stuff going on there, including a lot of Star Wars talk, because I love TikTok apparently right now, and I'm posting a lot of Star Wars crap. So,
nerd,
I know, right? Also, if you would like to help support the content, like what you see here, then just smash that sub button right here on Twitch at twitch.tv/Mulehorn Gaming, and you can watch us live every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And appreciate all you cool cats that are listening to us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you're listening to us on the audio. So, dudes. How you been? Dudette as well. Sorry, I just okay. Always say dude.
I respond to dude. You don't have to say dudette. It doesn't bother me.
Not, it's what's non-binary. Totally
it's not, bro.
Bro.
I call
bro?
Everybody man, bro? So yeah. Don't worry about it. You can say bro. So, you can say
I'm from
man.
New York. I'm from New York. I call everybody man.
Man.
Yeah. Bro.
So guys, how have y'all been? What you been playing? What you been watching? What you been doing?
Watching-wise, I've been watching, I think I'm almost done with Away on Netflix. The nice. Journey, the mission to Mars, actually pretty legit. Houston, Texas, the losers of the playoffs is in that show. So I recognize my hometown, a little proud moments there and there. Go Rays! And game-wise, however, I've been playing, loving and getting my late night adrenaline rushes with Resident Evil 7 Biohazard.
Oh dang.
So
oh,
good.
A little spooky it spook.
That itch. So good.
Nice.
But I'm in the Spooktober on.
Uh-huh. I'm almost done. I've almost encountered the final boss, I believe. So I'm not sure what game's next. All I can think about is Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk.
So, yeah. I think that's everyone.
Everyone is
we're
there.
We're less than 30 days away, man. I mean,
we are. Oh.
Yeah.
Can you do that sound bout again?
Yeah, can we have that as an alert or something?
Keep it in your pants, prime time.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So that's me. Next person, please.
I think that we should open a can of crow and hear what's going on.
Hey, the crow.
Boy. The can has been sealed
open
this week. Has not opened much. I actually just started a new job this week, so I've been getting up at 4 a.m. every morning to go to work.
Oof. Congrats, by
so
the way.
So that's been a little bit rough on the whole game schedule.
Minor adjustment, maybe?
Just a minor. It is nice, though. I get off at 2 in the afternoon, so I got basically almost like the whole afternoon to do whatever.
Yeah, that's nice.
And sure. What would you be doing after that?
But really, I think the only thing I've put any substantial hours in this week is Genshin Impact.
Nice.
Yeah.
And boy, been really enjoying that. They just brought out a new character this week. Managed to get her.
You did?
Got some other. Yes, on nice. My 12th try.
Nice.
Which I've seen some other people go pretty high. I was watching Watts get hers, and it took her 79
oof.
To do it, which
that's some grinding, man.
That ends up being around $100.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not grinding. Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's not. Yeah, that's not grinding. That's just paying to
that's
do
just
it.
Paying that's, for it.
I haven't spent a single dollar in that game yet.
Me neither.
And I've got.
It's been great.
good stuff. Yep. I am broke now, though, because trying to level the couple new characters that I've gotten up to where the rest of my team is. And boy, whew, yeah, I'm going to have to do some more grinding there. Been really enjoying that. What I've been watching?
Yes, yes.
Not much. I haven't had time. Yeah, a little bit. A bunch of training videos. Let's just say a lot of training videos.
Oh, those are fun.
And yeah, Thursday and Friday last week, I spent all day both days just watching videos nonstop.
I will say this new version of Crow makes me a little suspicious. I need to call an emergency meeting.
I say we vote him out immediately.
I even had to trim the beard because the freaking mask was.
That's why it hurts so much. To look at you.
He lost a few.
Not
XP.
The normal pain, but definitely a different kind of pain.
He lost some XP right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a good reason.
It's more like a debuff. It's more like a debuff than anything else.
Debuff. There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Intentional debuff.
Even RPG,
you're gonna have to grind some more and get a little bit of like extra mod or something.
I don't know, boy.
Just put some sequins in it. That'll give you a different
trinkets.
A little glitter in there.
Yeah.
There you go.
For the holidays.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But Rad, what about you?
We're gonna start with games, I guess, because that's what everyone else does. So I've also been playing Genshin, but I'm not really playing it like a super duper lot. Like I kind of go and log in every day and do my commissions and then I am kind of done. That's just me. Because like if I'm gonna sit and
there's a face.
Someone screen cap that.
Screen cap it. Yeah,
it's not the worst, at least.
That's true. She's a jack. That's a good one. So how about you, Lobo?
I'm just gonna echo what the last two said. I am also playing Genshin Impact. Not an incredible amount. Like, oh boy, what happened here?
There we go.
Okay. Not an incredible amount like Crow has been over the last like 2 weeks. And like I think me and Crow are like on the same like play amount now. Yeah. There's just some things I don't like about it. Like I wish it was more like better multiplayer in it, and I wish it was less like about investing money into it, you know? Like I would just love there for it to be more about like the game and doing it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and luckily you can play the whole thing free to play. You're not going unless you get unlucky like I did. You can still get a decent amount. Like you would probably get a character every 10 wishes on average because of the whole their weather system goes. Unfortunately, I was getting those, but I was getting duplicates. So luckily you can make your other characters more powerful that way. But for someone who is more prone to spending money on this type of stuff, if they have that situation, boy, they're kind of screwed because they're just gonna be like, oh, I want this.
Yeah, and then just spend more and more money. It's crazy. Yep. But like the combat's really fun. The character builds are interesting. So like that's what keeps me playing, and like I get excited to play. And then the second I'm done, like I feel like unsatisfied. I'm like, why am I playing this game? But then like I think about it the next day, I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna play Genshin when I get home tonight. You know, and it's just like this vicious cycle of like I enjoy the gameplay. I want to, you know, power up my characters, but there's no like set goal. You can't say this is what I'm going to do today to get this particular thing. Like there's a lot of RNG involved, and I don't necessarily like that aspect of it.
Do you think that's because it's kind of like a mobile game or what?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. You know, it's a gacha game. That's by definition like how they predicate their gameplay loop. You know, so
yeah,
it is what it is.
I will say though, Lupo, like you're saying that. Kind of feel like you weren't working towards anything. Definitely I was feeling that way when I was at your AR. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm getting to where my AR is, I'm like, okay, I need to actually start farming this stuff to be able to even do anything. Like I was saying to you earlier when we were just talking before, I'm gonna have to jump into your world because the enemies in my world are too hard to get this certain boss that I need the materials from. So that's
rough, man.
And I can't. I need those things just so I can even do anything.
Yeah.
My main healer has gone. Is like. Not actually, but like half the levels, like half the doing half the damage and stuff that all my others are, just because I can't get these materials.
Yeah.
But at least there's no way to pay for that in my
Yeah. But I want to play more with friends. Like I want more of the game like to really like be accessible to playing with other people. Like even like Crow saying like the world tiers make things very difficult because like he gets less chance at rewards because I'm at a lower world tier, and I can't go play in his.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I mean, a lot of games do that where you have to be the correct level to go into those worlds, but you can always go down and help people out and still get rewards. But I mean, they're listening to the players. They haven't done a whole lot yet, but we've done multiple surveys where they talk about, hey, what is the, how do you guys feel about this? So they're listening.
100%.
Are they going to do anything about it? We'll see.
Hooray!
I think that it's Discord because like my stream like never cut out or anything. So like I could see the stream. I don't know. Did I freeze again?
No, you're good.
It was the stream.
Like, excuse my language, but like Lupo and Mule both had like a shit eating grin just then. I was like, I froze. because if my internet had dropped, everything would have stopped. But like Discord was being weird, so it might just be a Discord thing.
Come on, Discord.
So
Discord.
We were talking more Genshin. So you were saying as well, you play a little bit.
I do. I'm gonna sit very like daintily. So I do play Genshin, it's casual for me. And I but if I'm gonna grind something, it's gonna be Destiny. So I've been playing that. I got my Festival of the Lost done. I got my horror story, and I got some really good werewolf. What the hell is it called? Bray Wolf guns.
Braytech,
thank you. So I got some of those. But I'm excited for Beyond Light, so I'm kind of like starting to stack my bounties.
Yeah.
But man, I'm just waiting for Cyberpunk as well.
Yeah.
it's gonna be. I have it pre-ordered. It's ready to go. So it's gonna be great. As for TV watching, obviously I'm watching baseball still. My team is in the World Series, which is great. It's tied 1-1, so now it's just a 5-game series. Even at this point, if they lose, they're going to lose to the single team that had a better record than them. Can't complain. But they have a chance to win, and that would be great. I'll probably cry, and it'll be amazing. and then last week I binged The Haunting of Bly Manor on Netflix. Which was very good. It's not as scary, I think, as other like scary things, but wow, is it a good story. I definitely cried. It's a love story, but it's spooky, so it's really good. And then my husband and I restarted watching Futurama.
Nice.
So we've seen it a million times, but we were like, you know, because as you guys may remember, we were watching X-Men the animated series together, and then we hadn't really had another show to watch. So I was like, between now and the 30th, because there's only one other show he'll watch with me, which rhymes with Vandalorian. I was like, let's watch Futurama.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. So it was great. I think we watched like 3 episodes so far, but we're pretty much just waiting for Mandalorian. And then just to top it off, I wrote this on Twitter and told people, but I have a cushy, as my dad likes to call it, government job. So I get to have great benefits. So I'm taking about 10 days off of work and only using about 40 hours. And I am going to be playing Cyberpunk for 10 days.
Yes!
I'm taking off the 18th through the 30th. So
I'm not jealous at all.
Yep. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll have 7 days, but most of that's going to be, I'm in West Texas on my mom's internet at her house on
Dial-up.
Maybe 1080p TV, at night when the kids go to bed.
Yeah. Well, I also love Thanksgiving. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. Like Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. And I have actually my schedule allows me to have Wednesdays off. So like, I was like, I can have Wednesdays off for free. Just take the other 4 days in between, have the fifth Wednesday, have the second Wednesday off, and then Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Nice. So it was great. Yeah. Perfect. It was perfect. So, perfect. And that's how Rachel sees it. And I'm going to sit very nicely in case I.
Heck yeah.
Freeze.
Lupo and I are over here sitting like, we have Thursday.
I know. I'm sorry. Hey, I worked at a movie theater for a long time. We never had off. So yeah. I can only imagine.
I dated a girl in high school that she worked at a theater and oof, that was rough.
Christmas is the busiest day of the year. And people are not pleasant.
It's so weird that it is though.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people not celebrating Christmas, and also more people are celebrating Christmas, but there's nothing else to do. So you go to the movies.
Watch the movie. Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, that's me.
Lupo, do you have anything else to add? Were you watching anything?
I found the dubs for more episodes of Boruto, Naruto, Next Generation. That's what I've been watching.
Nice.
So just some weeb stuff. We'll move along. All right. I got it.
Yeah.
I spared these uncultured people of that this week.
I got to, like there are people in our community that like anime. So like me and Crow are the torch bearers.
The harbinger of anime.
Yeah. So like.
Yeah.
Avatar's not anime, T Prime.
No, my Hero Academia, bro. Because
I was going to say, like, oh, I watch anime too. Like, no, Avatar's not anime.
I watched Avatar. So
my daughter has watched Avatar and then Korra, then Avatar and Korra, and she's going on Avatar again. She loves all of it. She's watching it back to back.
It's great. It's great. Yeah. But yeah, it's not anime.
No.
But Mule.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I'm going to surprise all of y'all because I played a game with zombies in it. Yes.
He did. He did. Zombies.
And I got to say, it was a buttload of fun, man. It was the new BR mode in Warzone, the zombie mode, is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so freaking fun. And it's almost like more fun to be a zombie than to be a human because like their little abilities that they give you. And so, I was playing with Sploom and I was playing with Teddy and we ended up getting the dub and it was super sweaty. You know, I was like, hey, I think I did okay. I think, what did I get, like 9 kills or something like that? And Teddy's like, yeah, I got 28. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, I'll jump in the Teddy pack and just carry me to victory, bro. It's like, dang. But, you know, other than that, man, I've been playing a lot of Roco, Rogue Company. I am purposefully holding off. I turned on Destiny a couple times. I was like, you know what? I know my personality. I'm going to wait until Beyond Light because I am looking forward to it. They're making a lot of stuff in that game that looks awesome.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to it because, you know, it's more story. I want to see where this is going. But other than that, man, I haven't even watched a show. I don't think I've had time to watch a show because, like, it's been crazy with our house. Like my daughter's actually in quarantine right now. I can't go into details, but she doesn't have COVID, but she's in quarantine. She has to be. But it's just been like crazy with work and stuff like that. So I haven't really had a chance to really like sit down and actually watch shows, you know?
Tell them what you did download in anticipation for the challenge.
Oh, yes. So, well, the challenge ends today, so I don't think we're going to hit it.
Never mind.
So, but I did download Red Dead Redemption 2. I said if we hit,
875
followers on Twitch, I would play it. I'd play it and finish it before Cyberpunk. So, unfortunately.
You need 20 followers.
That's not going to happen unless we get a raid by a massive streamer tonight. Not going to happen. So, which I'm okay with.
You're pessimistic.
Which I'm okay with.
Big Papa Sweezy says you should play it anyway.
I did. I mean, I got 3/4 of the way through it. After a while, it got like boring to me. I got tired of
riding. I got like 3/4 of the way through the prologue.
Yeah,
I didn't even play it.
Lupo,
you didn't tap into the real story.
It was slow, man.
Yeah, it was a little slow.
It bogged down for me. I just can't keep playing it.
I agree.
Kicked in too hard.
But
I heard that. Well, but like, I think that for people who like Westerns, like they were like, oh, this is.
Yeah. I mean, what it for is. Me, and I've said this for a long time, but like people give me crap for my gamer ADD, and I do have like that gamer ADD. But also, if it's a good story and the pacing is good, I will like Ghost of Tsushima. Like, I was all in on that game, and I played it and finished it, and like I beat it before Prime, you know? And, that's saying something.
Well, how many of course you did. Of all,
he does complete, all the side quests.
The game?
I did all the side quests. I'm telling you, dude, all I did was play Ghost. That's all I did. The story was that good. The pacing was that good. And I
the pacing was very good. The pacing was great. It was.
Yeah.
I know that, on our website, we have a. Article about gaming fatigue, and like certainly those games that can take a lot of time can set in. And I'm slightly worried about that for Cyberpunk, but also no, I'm not.
I think with Cyberpunk, because like Anger brings up a good point. He says Jedi Fallen Order is slow, but it's intriguing enough. The world's intriguing enough.
Right.
It, like I think with Cyberpunk, even we're getting ahead of ourselves, but like even with Cyberpunk, the world's intriguing enough and it's sci-fi enough that I'll stay engaged, you know, even if it's slower.
Sure. We can shelve that until.
Yeah. Let's talk about, is somebody listening to this right now? I think, is anybody recording this party chat? I think someone might
be. We're not on PlayStation, so we're
not on PlayStation. Oh, right.
That's right. We're not playing
on PlayStation. Discord's trying to blackmail me, but like Sony's not listening.
Right. So, breaking news, Sony buys Discord.
What do you guys think about this news that's been in about, I mean, I've been seeing YouTube videos, TikToks, tweets, people that have been diehard PlayStation fans are just hanging it up and buying an Xbox or playing PC. And what do you guys think about this? Is it a big deal to y'all or what?
I mean,
no,
but.
Everyone wants to get on this
at the same time. Go Lupo, all you men.
Well, I think it kind of further reinforces that Sony just wants to be the place to play single player story games, you know. And I at the risk of like not like wanting to further perpetuate the console war, I just think it's like it's just a silly move, you know. Like a lot of people want to talk trash and have fun. I mean, like, people are adults. They have that kind of language. It's just how they talk. It's, you know, it's 2020. This is people's vocabulary. This is the way they talk. Like they have no conscious control over the way they talk, you know, like, so they have to talk differently just because they're on PlayStation. Like it just doesn't make sense. It's a silly move in my opinion.
Yeah. I mostly agree. I think, I will speak very, very, very generally, but I've found myself in a situation where it would have been nice to have a record of things that were said and, you know, a way to sort of go back and be like, ooh, this was kind of a crappy situation I found myself in, and I have evidence now of finding myself in that situation. So like, I think that there's benefits to it, but there must be a better way to execute it, right? Like, people should have the option. I'm consenting to this being recorded. I mean, that's a basic right that people have, you know. Yeah. But like, I actually had somebody, part of my personal community, message me, like me directly. They were upset about it, and I was the person they wanted to talk to about it. And he was like, this is terrible. I can't play with my friends now because I'm going to be recorded. This person happens to be somebody with a disability, which is even like, you know, that's, they're like, it's even harder potentially for them to comprehend, you know, what's going on. So it's like, I can't do this now.
Yeah.
So it's a crappy move. I think there's a, in my mind, like I said, a single benefit. But when there's that benefit, you also have the ability to like be malicious too, right? Like, let's play in this party and I'm going to record everything you're saying. And then I have it against you without you knowing it. I have it against you. It's just kind of crappy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I'm just saying that there are people who would do that.
Yeah. That seems kind of sus.
Yeah. Throw me out.
No, I agree with both of you guys. It can serve a purpose for those situations where a conversation situation would have benefited of being recorded to, you know, better report something. But overall, I mean, if people are getting banned for cursing and or just talking trash, that's not cool. I mean,
they've obviously never been in a Halo 2 lobby back in the
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
You know?
Oh, well, they're on PlayStation, so of course they haven't.
COD, you know? Jeez, the COD.
Level of dictatorship is not going to go well at all.
Well, and that was something that Mule, you know, brought up kind of like in our chat was like, you know, we've all been, I've certainly definitely been in a situation where I've said something inappropriate, right? Like I've said something I shouldn't have said. And it's not because we're bad people. It's because we're just yelling and saying things.
Yeah,
and
okay. Look,
and we just joke around all the time.
I'll give my example. Right. Like I'm a kid that was born in the 80s. So I grew up hearing and speaking to someone that has a daughter that has delays and things like this, I understand it better. But part of my vocabulary that I had to unlearn was saying retarded. Like I would just say that because that's the way I, like as a kid, you just heard that word and you'd say it. Oh, you retarded. Well now, like I feel like that's not the most appropriate thing to say. Especially
well,
with
yeah.
my daughter that has, I mean, she doesn't have Downs or anything, but she has learning disabilities and motor disabilities and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so like, you could have someone that may have a good heart and not intend to say something that may be considered bad or whatever. And people will abuse it or use it against you. And like, that's the thing that I get worried about is because like, what if you have a bunch of friends then in a party chat and you're all BSing and there's lots of cursing and like crude jokes or whatever. And one of your friends takes it the wrong way and decides to report you. Well, you could be banned from PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of had along this kind of lines, I was just thinking about this. I had a situation at my new job where this person, their first language is not English. But I was working with them and they called me a term which I didn't care about. But it's not some people might take it wrong. So what are those situations? Like someone who might not like even know like a second language, they're speaking English as their second language. They might say something and be completely taken the wrong way and then just all right, they're banned. Never mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I think as the resident lady here, what'd you say?
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, as the resident lady, like I think one of the elephants in the room is always like saying the wrong thing to a woman. And you can say the wrong thing to a man too, but like, you know, the big elephant in the room is like saying the wrong thing to a lady. Yep. I happen to be the kind of lady who is usually pretty good at setting boundaries and I'm not often offended. Like if somebody I don't like when people call me love. I don't like that. I've had men do that, like who I've worked with, more of a cultural thing. I'm like, don't call me that. Please don't call me that. I know it's a cultural thing. I know you're not trying to be weird. I don't like it. And then never call me princess either. I will yell at you if you call me princess, right? Like, but like, you know, I have a lot of like, you know, a lot of the guys who I play with, like, will be silly, right? Like, we'll say things back and forth because we've established that boundary. But if I'm hanging with my dude so and so, and someone new is there, and they hear me like, you know. If he said, oh, come on, babe, you know, don't worry about it. And they're like, oh, he called radical babe. Like, that's, you know, terrible. Like, then he gets reported when I'm okay with it. Like, that's the kind of thing where, you know, you can't control that. There's consent between these two other people and, you know, it gets tough. So I think there's more, like I said before, he can, you know, beat the horse, but there's more negative things about this than there are positive.
I mean, I get they're trying to do it from a good place. You know, they did something very similar where they're trying to limit like toxicity, like Anger saying in chat, inappropriate language and toxicity. But honestly, most of the people, because we're not average gamers, right? We're the more hardcore base because we play games at least
all the time.
20 hours or more a week, right? At least. Your average Joe goes to turn on his Xbox or PlayStation or PC to play and cut loose with friends. And that doesn't mean you're always PC. And like, just being honest, people aren't always PC when you're more comfortable, when you know you're not going to offend somebody and you know you're not being like truly honest with what you're saying. Like, it's not your true feelings. Oh, you're just saying it to joke around. like it, all it takes is one report. And I've been seeing a lot of YouTube videos because Anger brought up the subject that he thought that probably will affect a small party. I've actually been seeing quite a few videos on people getting banned for one or two uses of a curse word in a party chat in a multiplayer game. They were saying like either like, come on, you effing teammates, let's do this. Quit like jacking around or whatever. And, you know, they get banned, you know.
I got a comm ban one time on Xbox for saying ass in a message to a guy that was griefing me.
Well, that's because you said it to a guy.
Yeah.
They were salty.
Yeah.
I see what Anger's saying in chat about how, like, he says, I think it's good. I disagree with the privacy part, which I think means, like, we should have the option. Like, I agree with that. If I had kids, I would put that on. I would be like, I want my kids to be recorded so that I can parent and be like, are you being a dick? Or is somebody being a dick to you? I want that option. But like, as an adult, I should be able to make an informed choice. That's a big thing in counseling. I want to be able to make an informed choice about, am I being recorded or am I not being recorded? Or I get to say, Crow, I trust you, Crow, but I'm going to be playing with this with Pigeon, and I don't know Pigeon. So I want to record this just in case Pigeon is a douche. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want the option to be able to do that and to check in with my friends and make sure that they're okay with it. But
Lupo, I see you stirring.
Lupo is.
No, I just can't get over the stupidity of it, honestly. Like, there has to be some sort of opt-in. You can't just like turn it on like a light switch and just start banning people automatically. There needs to be some sort of written notice that a policy is changing or they're actively listening or something like that. But just to do it, just because they want to, like, I just feel that's extremely anti-consumer. Like, you're trying to, like, you know, you said it before, like, you know, you just want to cut loose with your friends. Like, you're going in doing this just in the confidence of your own home. You know, in a somewhat private party chat with friends, you know, like, and you say, oh, well, you know, F this or whatever, and game over, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, I pay
money for your service. So you're going to tell, like, you know, in a private party chat, you're going to get pissed off.
Yeah. And I mean, like, similar to what Mule was saying, like, there's obviously things that people shouldn't say.
For sure.
We all have an idea of what those things are, but I don't necessarily think most people are saying those things. I tend to be kind of naive about that, but like, I don't think most people are saying those things. Like, I think most people are like dropping F-bombs, right? like most people are using pretty casual obscenities. You know what I mean? Right. Like, if somebody starts coming at me with a bunch of like, you know, anti-Semitic slurs, I'm gonna kick them out of my party. Like, I can be like, no, sir, I'm gonna report you.
Yeah.
So like, but PlayStation wants to do it for me. I don't need PlayStation to do it for me. Like, I'm an adult.
Last thing I want to say about it is that, honestly, in a part of me, I've been thinking about this like since it all came out. Sony is an Eastern company, which, like Nintendo, a lot of them have stuff like this. Whereas Nintendo, you got to go through like 5 loopholes and backpack across Europe just to get a party chat going on Switch. So the fact that Sony has been so good about it up till now and then this little thing, it's not all that surprising. So
And to Anger's credit in chat, I do believe that they can actively listen, but it also mostly goes by self-reporting. So, like, people in your party reporting you. But, like, I don't know if that includes open mics, like COD or whatever, you know?
Right. Well, I think just the fact that, like, it's just all recorded anyway. So, like,
how does the vetting system work? Like,
right. Like,
when they look at that stuff, is it somebody looked at a computer? Is it looked at someone who's actually
a person? It has to be a computer or algorithm. There's no way someone's manually doing that. No way.
Yeah, that'd be a whole call center doing that for like one region.
How do I get that job? They probably get paid well. But yeah, so
how do I get set to listen to party chats?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I think and this is where I'm going to bring Xbox into the conversation. I think they just need to give more tools to the people that's the gamer or the parent, because like Xbox, like I recently, like my son's 10, he finally got his own gamer tag. He has his own Xbox Live. I can set it up where he personally cannot get into anybody else's party chat except for friends. No one can friend him. He has to friend them. Right. And I control all of that on my end. And I get a weekly report from Xbox on what he's done on his Xbox. I can lock down the Internet Explorer, certain keywords. I can lock down apps. So like, I would rather give me the control on my end, because like, I don't want someone policing my speech 24/7. I don't want someone policing my like actions 24/7. Because like Lupo said, sometimes you just want to cut loose with your friends. And I feel like that's part of what gaming's about. Like when you're in a party chat, it's almost like you're sitting in a garage drinking a beer with your friend and just shooting the crap, you know? And it's going to take away a little bit of that element, sadly.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
So one last thing, and then we'll move on to some other hot news. Which, by the way, guys, I think we're going to have to pay Stadia to stream this. So Amazon sales are up 38% just since last Monday, since announcing this policy change. So there's that. So, yeah.
Wait, Stadia, what sales are up?
Amazon sales for Xbox are up 38% since that update. So, which is
coincidence? I wonder.
It's crazy.
I wonder.
Google Stadia called me and said, "Hey, Mule, you need to pay if you want to talk about Stadia on stream today." Did y'all see that news today?
So you're gonna have to inform me about this. I was too busy.
Oh boy, Prime, you wanna take the ring?
Break it down for me.
Basically, what happened is Alec Hutchinson, who in his bio basically seemed like he was the creative director for Stadia. I think because of his bio was not descriptive enough to say he was a creative director for a studio within Stadia.
Mm-hmm.
His comments about saying that he feels that gamers or streamers should have to pay again to have a license of sorts to stream their game on top of already purchasing the game. And that was basically what it came down to, my understanding. And it blew the Twitterverse up. Yeah. I mean, Stadia was trending for the first time in a long time. Yeah. Very long time. They were number two in the U.S. for a few hours.
Wow.
And it just showed how proactive and controversial his comment made. No one really agreed with him. And there's one company that could kind of agree with him, but I think they were kind of looking to get a piece of that pie if it was happening. but, you know, I couldn't really get behind the idea of that. You know, you pay for the game, mm-hmm. and then you have to get permission from them or pay them again to stream it. I mean, some of these top streamers actually bring in a crap ton of promotion and revenue for these games. That's like they look forward to their game being shown to their masses.
Yep.
So that was completely a counterproductive comment.
Yeah.
Well, as you can imagine, not only was the internet like, "What the crap are you talking about, dude? It's not the 90s anymore." You know? But Stadia themselves.
Video?
Yes. I think N64 Josh said, "Hey buddy, the 90s want their what did he call it? Once their gaming tax is back.
Plan.
Yeah, their business plan. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, Stadia came out today and said something about it too. Because it was trending number two in the US, they basically said they distanced themselves from him in this, saying that we believe that publishers and creators have a wonderful symbiotic relationship that has allowed a thriving ecosystem to be created. Saying they basically back up and like what's already there. We're not going to back his statements up. They like the mutual benefit already there. Completely like saying, hey, what he said is not what we represent. He's on his own. So good job on them coming out and saying, you know, we are still doing what we're doing. Stadia pretty much had a flatline for a couple hours. I mean, it didn't have much of a heartbeat as it was. But it flatlined for several hours today, and maybe now they have a trimmer back, but I mean,
yeah,
people were worried. Streamers were worried, like, hey,
yep,
if that's how they feel and this somehow catches on to other platforms, we're playing double. What the crap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of, when I first heard about this, I kind of got reminiscent vibes of when Twitch was having that whole debacle with the music.
They're still having problems
because it just got worse yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like Twitch is gone and like started deleting mass amounts of content based on you know different things. So that's his statement came out by saying,
because of this.
Yeah. You think paying for a music license is bad? You should be paying for a gaming license to stream these games, basically.
It's stupid. Bungie, for example, just because I looked it up once, on Lupo's recommendation, actually, but they have like something in their laws or procedures, whatever the hell it's called, that says like you can use our content to create content.
Actually, like, every gaming studio has it. EA has it. Ubisoft has it.
Because just like I think that Thad was, I think it was Thad who was saying it. That's how they get their name out. They're not stupid. They know that like when Tim the Tatman has 45,000 people watching him every day, that's like free advertising. Mm-hmm. And
oh, for sure,
like,
yeah.
And then they make a profit off of it because they're like, Tim the Tatman's playing that? I want to go play it. You know what I mean? So
all it takes is one skin for them guys to show off. And they're like, I'm going there and buying that skin from Fortnite or COD or whatever.
I bought the ninja skin when it came out in Fortnite. I don't even play Fortnite. I went in there and bought it.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean?
There you go. Prime example.
Yes, you're welcome, Ninja. I think you're great. So, it's just stupidity. I saw somebody else. I don't remember who it was. Should have done a better job of keeping track, but somebody wrote like, I don't understand why this guy's even saying that, you know, we should have to pay, you know, for that product. Like Twitch already takes money from content creators anyway. Like they're already taking a revenue. So like it all evens out. It all ends up evening out. And like when you're working quote for Twitch, like having being a person who streams on Twitch, you're like Twitch is kind of the entity like saying, yeah, you have the right to do this because we're Twitch. Like that's why we exist. It's kind of an interesting.
That's the whole purpose of the site,
right? It's not like it just happened. You know what? Let's just start streaming video games here.
Right.
Let's just start streaming you
in 2020.
Sitting there playing a video game, but you can't see the gameplay. They're playing a game. We'll tell you about it.
I mean.
If you could see this game, holy crap!
And if you could listen, if you could hear the music I'm listening to on Spotify right now,
it's
with this game.
It's basically what Stadia is doing right now. They're making you pay a sub to play a game.
Yeah.
So that's what would happen in the streaming world if they wanted it like that. Basically, streamers would say you have to pay a sub in order to even see the gameplay, or you can just look at my face while I'm sitting here playing the game. So I'd be like.
Nope.
You know,
Someone also brought up the point that like one of the selling features to Stadia was that if you were streaming the game on Stadia and other people were watching on YouTube, they can actually just go directly into your game from there, from YouTube, through Stadia. So if you're playing on Stadia, they're playing on Stadia. You can like all you have to do is like click a link. So it's like you're reducing your own integration there, like you know, but like. It's already come out that this guy is like not directly tied to Stadia, like not the Stadia product. So like once we start getting to that, I actually had to like look this up and see what like this whole story was all about. So Alex Hutchinson, he's a former creative director at Ubisoft for Assassin's Creed 3 and for Far Cry 4, and he opened Typhoon Studios, I guess a few years ago, and they got bought by Google to be Stadia Montreal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And their first game was Journey to the Savage Planet that came out like earlier this year. Crow, we played it, right?
Yeah, it was earlier this year. It was the beginning of
odds are that they had some bad deal at some point with a content creator or something like that. They paid a lot of money to have these games distributed to X amount of content creators, and they didn't get a return on investment. And this is the retaliation of that.
Sure. Yeah, probably.
That's marketing, though, man. Like. that guy does not understand marketing is a risk. You know,
that's a risk you take when you're marketing, for sure. Well,
I mean, more importantly, I think you have to look at this and say, like, this is the guy that's a creative director at a studio, and he doesn't understand his target market at this point.
Correct.
Yep. Yep.
And that's I think that's even more damaging than the statements that he made in general.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, and because also, if now you don't knowing that he was on that game's team,
yeah,
he can't even talk because like that game did not go well. It was fun, but it was super short. We basically finished, Lupo and I basically finished the almost the whole game in one stream, and it wasn't even a long stream.
No, it was like four. It was like an 8-hour game tops.
Dang.
Like it was fun, it was but great like, for what it was, but yeah, there's no replayability to it either. So it's like this guy's a little salty because their game kind of failed because they probably did a bunch of promotions with streamers that did one stream like we did, and then nothing.
They were done,
and so they didn't get any revenue off that. So they're like, what's another way we could have got some more revenue off this? Oh wait, let's charge the streamers to play.
Yeah. That's gonna work.
But when you know, Stream Elements and Arsenal and all these other you know, places are doing studies about you know, streaming being up right now and how many people are streaming, all this different kinds of thing, these metrics that are very visible and we all have access to. If you're not seeing that and seeing that this is like your target market, the people that want to stream your games, saying to make them basically pay double for them is just laughable at best.
Yeah, I mean, you're missing the mark. You're in the wrong industry.
100%.
I mean, go ahead, Red. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like behind closed doors with MHG, us being part of the media arm, you work hand in hand as almost like a PR firm because you are an influencer of the market. That's why EA has the Game Changer program. That's why Rogue Company has a creator program. Fortnite has whatever programs that they... That's why you have those, because the gaming industry has realized, like, hey, this is our target. This is how people will see more visibility of our game rather than taking out a commercial or an ad. This seems to be the place where gamers flock to. Like, you work in hand in hand with them because it's mutually beneficial for both of you. Is there risk? Yes, of course. You don't always get a return. Yes, of course. But, like, anger threw it in our Discord. Gaming in 2019 was $145 billion? That's like nothing's even close to that.
Nothing.
So, like, I get that they're struggling, like indie developers and things like that. But the larger parts of the gaming organization, like a Blizzard or EA or Activision, make billions of dollars. Yep. And to want to add on top of that, I mean, I'm not saying, hey, don't, like, if you, like, I'm not saying, hey, don't sell a game for $70 or something like that if you can because of how much it costs to do that. But I'm saying what it will be perceived as is people saying, like, you make all this money and you want more, you're greedy. Because that's what happens with EA. Even if they put in microtransactions for a free game, they'll be like, you're greedy. You know? And so it's like the dude was just, he whiffed. He tried to Babe Ruth it and he just whiffed. You know?
Sweet.
And Snick brought up a good thing in our Discord. He's not technically wrong. You only play for the license to like play the game. You don't actually own the game. The only way you can own the game is to buy a physical copy. So,
right.
You know.
And then these days you got to do a huge download after you get the disc anyway.
Yeah. Cuz everything's online.
So you don't really own that much.
So the disc just turns into a licensing thing to run the files that are on your system.
Yeah.
He got a lot of comments, and one of my favorite ones, because right after that started going on, he tried to like derail a little bit and tweeted, hey, anyone want to hop online and stream some Fall Guys? Who's up for it?
I know. I saw that.
Yeah, tweeted, I hope you bought the special streamer only license to play and stream it. He replies, I love streamers. I'm like, dude, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
He's so out of touch. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I actually tweeted a GIF. Yes, I said GIF to him. Oh. That said, have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise? It's like your own undoing, dude. Oh my gosh, right. Man.
This is silly.
Yeah.
Then to have your company come out and say, we are going to distance ourselves from you.
I mean,
today,
I don't know how long his job may be on a little jeopardy right now. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, Stadia is on the ropes as it is, you know, like no one that works for anything that has to do with Stadia should be saying anything inflammatory right now.
Yeah. That is so true.
That's also just bad business.
Very.
Yeah. I mean, what I was going to say was this today? Yeah. Or it was before this whole thing happened, but it was after the DMCA stuff happened yesterday. Somebody, Dan's Gaming, wrote Cyberpunk, will you guys have a quote streamer mode option to mute copyrighted music that is licensed for the game so content creators don't get DMCA'd? And Cyberpunk wrote, we'll share more information in the near future. What's good though? Our soundtrack has been created from scratch. This includes all tracks from the numerous artists we work with, which is dope. They have great music. Their music has been made specifically for our game, making this a bit smoother, hopefully. So while this while this came out before everything came out today, it's just another example of like Cyberpunk, let me rephrase that. CD Projekt Red is so aware that millions of people are going to be streaming their game that they want to make it so that no one's going to get, you know, back. Hopefully, no one's going to get backlash for it. So this guy's just stupid. These huge games and these huge companies, they know.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, as Anger wrote, it's billions of dollars that they're saving on advertising.
Yeah.
Think about how much money people pay for commercials during the Super Bowl. How often do we see a game commercial during the Super Bowl? We don't. We don't need it. We don't need it.
I've seen maybe two in my life. I think I've seen maybe a Halo one back in the day.
Right. But that was it. But that might have been before streaming was streaming. Yeah. They don't need to now.
It's a different market. They make
$146 billion without advertising.
Welcome to 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you think about it. That's what cons are basically are. It's free advertising. You pay for space. You pay for people to see your stuff. And people pay to come see your stuff. So it's a money-making like market scheme, which is not bad. Mm-hmm. It helps the industry. It helps other developers. But that's what it is. You know, it's like that's where the market is. That's where everyone's at, you know.
Correct.
For sure.
Yeah. So when I want to close this out with a little Cyberpunk hype, Mr. Primetime.
We got some cool stuff. I will answer on his behalf.
A lot of research on this. So I'm going to pass the torch to someone who could probably do a little more than me. I'm all for the hype. She has all the information.
Here's what we're going to do. Full disclosure, I'm going to let you talk about the vehicles because I didn't do as much research. When I saw the fashion stuff, I was like, screw the vehicles. I don't care.
Yeah.
So basically, I am doing a lot of stuff, you know, covering a lot of different aspects of Cyberpunk. And I was a little behind because of mostly sports, to be quite honest. So the other day, for the first time, I saw the trailer for the fashion. And I'm going to open up something. Oh no, it's gonna be super bright. Oh god. Let me see something.
Here we go.
I'm gonna search. I have to try to remember. Oh,
the god rays.
I'm trying to remember. I don't have a dark mode on Google Chrome or on Drive. Okay, so I want to look up the Cyberpunk fashions because I can't remember. So there's kitsch, which is like punk rock, right? And that's like bright colors, and you can have like I was gonna say dopey, but like in a good way, but like super dope, like mohawks, and like be bright blue or whatever you want.
I brought me to the 80s.
Exactly. And the Fake, who's in our community, he was like, "That's not quite punk enough for me," and I was like, "I don't think this guy knows what punk is, but it's okay." He's young. Is he? I don't know how old he is. Whatever. So he was like, "I want something more punk," and I was like, "I'm pretty sure that's the punk option." I really wish that I could pull up the actual names. Then there's like the military. Dang it. I'm sorry. I'm blowing it right now. Do you have it? Where is it?
I can have it for you. 1 second.
Cool.
Pictures and all.
I wish that they were like, normal names. That would be ideal because then I wouldn't have to look it up. But that's like
military guy thing.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're the best. Okay, so there's kitsch, which is like the punk rock. So like I'm looking at a visual of it right now. It's like bright colors, totally awesome, super, super dope. Then there's entropism, right? So that one in the video like is described as like just wear whatever you want. There's like a super heavy set dude who's like walking around with like his entire stomach sticking out, and he looks like he's like, I don't care. This is it.
Yeah, whatever it takes to get it done.
Yeah, whatever it takes to get it done. And so like
it's basically not for me. Like Macklemore.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's like Macklemore, like Post Malone, 100%. There you go. And like, I saw that and I was like, I'm not picking that. If I'm playing a video game, I'm gonna look. I'm either gonna look, no pun intended, but full pun intended, rad as hell, or I'm gonna look like super slick. So neo militarism. Oof. Ooh.
Yeah.
Because I'm going corpo.
Yeah. I'm going corp. Matrix.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like. But I'm going corp, so that's probably what I'll do. But I may do Neo Kitsch because that is like chrome and just like glitter and like feathers. And like, for those of you who have watched my Destiny streams, you know that I like the Titan boy. Well, I don't have a Titan boy anymore, but I like the Titan feather chest. Ooh, he looked great for a long time. So like, I love that. Glamorous. So glamorous. That's pretty much how they described it. It was like the celebrities of cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Like get Elton a lot John.
Of, yes.
Yeah. I get a lot of Hunger Games vibes from it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, like in the Capitol, 100%. Correct. For sure. I'm sold. I'm doing Neo Kitsch. So, but yeah, so like, I didn't realize that you could have like, that it was that much customization. And I was saying to somebody after I was watching it, like, it's not that unsimilar from Witcher, where like, if you know, when you, as you progress through Witcher, you can have like, and I don't even mean heavy, medium, or light armor, but you can have different styles of each kind. Like, you could have the more like skeletal looking armor. Yeah, different regional armor. But this is just, the way that they're doing it is just so great.
Yeah.
It just like, adds so the high level of visualization this game is producing.
Correct. Yeah. And so that was something that Mule said before, was like, you believe that it's going to be really hard for you to not be interested in this game. One of my like kind of like sleeper favorite settings for just like movies, books, you know, any general storytelling is kind of like near future, like metropolis like this. So like, but not even necessarily sci-fi, like
kind of
run down sci-fi.
Yes.
Yeah, stuff like that. So
Equilibrium.
Like, yeah, kind of like that rundown stuff. So like, I'm super excited for this. I'm gonna pick Neo Kitsch and be a complete like flamboyant piece of garbage, but it's gonna be amazing. I'm really looking forward to it.
Fashion garbage.
100%. But yeah, that's
the one
that's
with like the belly showing. I'm gonna name my guy Dad Bod and just go with it.
Oh no!
Oh boy!
You are doing a disservice.
Only if you get a tattoo on it, something that says Dad Bod on it.
I'll do it, dude. It'll be like, you know, like where it's in this half crescent, you know?
Yeah. Around your belly button?
Okay. Around the belly.
I don't know.
Or on his knuckles.
Yeah, on the knuckles, Dad Bod.
Yeah, for sure. Also, lady in chat is saying my chick is going to be bad A. Me too. I have lots of plans, but I promise not to talk about it on stream. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Well,
so sad. Yeah, talk to me about some vehicles.
So, speaking of high visuals, these vehicles they showed off look freaking amazing. It gave me a lot of GTA vibes, just the fact of how many vehicles there are and how you can not only obtain various kinds and steal some if you have the right, you know, abilities, but they showed off four main classes, and one of them is pretty funny, the economy class. It's more of your station wagons, your little smart car gremlins, your big sedan. I mean, it seriously won't look like a station wagon. It was like old clunker. It's a clunker that pretty much you just drive it to get to where you need to go.
Yeah.
And the smallest one, I kid you not, looks like a hybrid between a gremlin and a smart car. It's hilarious. The shot going up steps and taking on sidewalks. And
yeah,
it was just funny. Your second is your executive class. This is more like your, you know, shiny new Cadillacs or your four-door Maseratis, your high-end big boats. The, you know, some of these even have like, you know, quadruple front wheels, white walls. It's just, I don't know. It has that Cadillac feel.
Big boat. Mafia cars.
Prime.
Yes.
Where's the dad wagon? Anger wants to know, what's the steampunk minivan?
He wants it to match his dad bod tattoo.
It's the Colby. It's the old school three-door wagon.
Nice. Three-door.
That's amazing. Three-door. Yeah, because the back is a door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a hatchback?
It's a hatchback.
Like a station wagon.
Yeah.
You never been in one of those? I drove out of New York City in one once. It was the greatest experience of my life.
I'd, We drove one for a while.
Okay.
Risky, dangerous, but fun. So that's your executive one. What?
I said, but safe.
But safe, yeah. You have a seatbelt across your lap. Not. Hit the speed bump again, Dad.
Yeah.
Next is your heavy duty. So this is like your trash trucks, your utility, your service vehicles, and they also have one that's pretty much a tank. It's a behemoth.
Hmm.
These things are pretty much driving tanks, nearly indestructible, can really drive over other cars, the bigger ones. So I can imagine some crazy amount of shenanigans to be had.
Yeah.
They're not like, you know, fashionable by any means, but they definitely will serve a purpose. Like, I'm thinking a heist for some reason, maybe.
Oh, give me a couple hours. I'll make it fashionable looking.
Yeah.
Are you going to play, Carl?
Probably, most likely.
Oh, okay.
There's just so much other stuff right now. Like, I haven't pre-ordered yet, but I'm like, I really want to. Like, I will eventually play this game by the end of the year. Maybe not launch day, but...
Just wondering. I'm definitely going to be. Dope.
The last two, my favorite, sport class. Each path you choose basically has their own version of each car. So your Nomads have more of a rugged, put-together, sporty-looking car. Your Militech and your Corp all have their own versions, slicker or whatever. But there's basically four different sport cars, sort of like, I guess, your Camaro, your Maserati, various different models. Some of these look very super slick. And then the last is your hybrid car, hypercars. So think sport and think super armored. They're high-end fashion inside, high-end fashion outside, but they're like a sport car tank.
Nice. And it's
pretty much one of the most rarest cars in the game as well.
So like Cybertruck from Tesla?
Yeah, but with better windows, obviously.
With better windows.
Yeah.
See, I just, like when you said that, I went to like the James Bond cars.
Yeah.
And stuff in
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Lastly, you have the motorcycles. Look pretty stinking awesome. And cool fun fact is the name of these bikes are actually from Keanu Reeves' motorcycle company. The one has
awesome.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he's a part owner. He has something to do with it. But the name brand of his company motorcycle is the same name brand in the game, which is pretty stinking amazing.
That's cool.
Lastly about it, the cars themselves are not customizable, which was like kind of a downside for a lot of people that found out about that. But like I said, there is various models of each type. So depending on how much currency you have or what mission you beat, you can have quite the collection massed over time, which means so many more hours in the game.
Yeah. We'll be playing this game for years.
We'll have every car.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's going to be so good.
And cars take damage too and can be repaired.
Yeah.
And if you have the right abilities, you can steal cars off the street. You can't, you steal it, you can't keep it. As long as you're in it, you can have it. You can't, you know, you walk off or whatever, it's not going to be there anymore. And the very last thing, much like Roach and Witcher, you can summon your car. It might not end up on the roof or right next to you, but it'll be real close to you.
Will a tree be in the middle of it like Roach?
Yeah.
Okay.
So cool. I don't know how it'll look when it's summoned, but the fact that it can be summoned.
Sure.
Can I name it Kit?
Exactly. Sure. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Okay.
That's the vehicle.
That's what I need Kit. We need to figure out how to make the Knight Rider character.
It needs like the intro music when it pulls up to you too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
For a second I was like, that's blasphemy that a car would appear, and I'm like, we're almost at self-driving cars. Like, it's actually
We're talking about Tesla's been doing it for years.
I remember 70 years ago we didn't even have cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in my day, had these electric windows.
Oh, fun fact about the car. There is flying cars in the game, but you actually can never drive them yourself. They're either like a taxi service or the emergency vehicles in law enforcement. Yeah. So we're not.
See, I was about to ask, where's my jet powered motorcycle?
Yeah.
But
I don't think you ever actually get to just take off in one.
No.
Unfortunately.
It's like Lara the Shadow Broker in Mass Effect when you are just the passenger or driving Liara's car.
Such a great DLC that was.
Ooh, best DLC ever.
Right on. I'm excited, guys.
I'm excited. I can't wait to...
I can't think about it. All I can freaking think about.
Agree. I changed my computer.
I'll take a lunch break. What am I doing? I'm watching Cyberpunk videos.
Yeah. I changed my wallpaper on my computer. I am... Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go. And can't wait to produce reviews and content and all that stuff.
Heck yeah. Heck
yeah. Speaking of which, I'm going to drop the link to your article.
Ooh, yeah. You're nice. I'll be doing another article next week.
Ooh. More.
Go more. Check them out.
More. M-O-A-R.
More. Yeah. So before we wrap up tonight, I do want to mention next week we're going to have a very special guest, and that's Joe from Song of Iron, which you guys may have been seeing. It's an indie game that's going to be on Xbox and Steam. But it looks freaking awesome. It's like a side-scroller Viking game. But we're going to have him on. And something that I learned, and we'll ask him more about it, he is a solo dev. He's done this all himself.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty incredible. Cool. Pretty incredible.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Game looks really freaking cool.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Guys, if you like the podcast, then make sure you visit the website, newhorngaming.com, about page, to find more great content creators like us right here. And if you're looking for some Yule swag, then head over to our store page to get some swag there. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it up!
Raise up.
Cyberpunk, baby.